Maximum Health with your host, Dr. Ken Gray. Dr. Gray obtained his master's in both acupuncture and oriental medicine from the Atlantic Institute of Oriental Medicine. Dr. Gray enjoys both being a physician as well as being an educator. His unique approach to holistic healing has taken him abroad to lecture in Germany and treat sports professionals in Hawaii and France. He is co-author of several books on food therapy. His office is in Jupiter, Florida, where he has practiced for over a decade and where he resides. Now it's time for Maximum Health with Dr. Ken Gray.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Maximum Health Radio, Quality Living, with yours truly, Dr. Ken Gray, Holistic Physician. Thank you for joining us every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. That is 88.9 FM WQCS, National Public Radio of the Treasure Coast. For those of you that have missed any shows and new to tuning in, podcast, free of charge, Public Radio Exchange. That is prx.org. Wonderful service, and you'll see dozens and dozens of wonderful shows from Maximum Health's past. And we have new guests every week, so it is filled, chock-filled with new information, things that you can assimilate, work into your life in the areas of social, environmental, overall health and wellness, and whole living, which is a newer term, because I think people are realizing that health is more than the things you put in your bodies or do to your bodies. There's so much to be said about environmental, mental, the things we surround ourselves, and that everything in actuality is food. Speaking of food, we have in our studios today with us one of my dear friends and mentors for many years, Dr. Mark Gokey, a pioneer in the medical field, especially here in South Florida, bucking sort of the norm in a good way, in a positive way, still keeping to the general cloak of the MD, the medical doctor, but adding to it some creative ways of helping his patients to be better, really, in a holistic way. He is now under the term of a functional medicine doctor, which has become more known these days, but he was doing it way before that term was coined. He also has worked with me, an acupuncturist, and many other specialists, psychologists, and so forth, to give his patients the best benefits of all that's available in healthcare. And he also has, we also have with us in the studio, his sister, renowned in her own right as a nutritionist, a functional medicine nutritionist, Mary Gokey. She travels the world. She travels between here and up north, the Hamptons, and all over the place, helping many people. And she is someone that has helped my patients as well. And so we have both of them here to talk about the movement that's happening in the conventional medicine world, and from a perspective that they've been doing it way before it was popular. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Ken.
Nice to be here.
That was a pretty cool introduction. You know, I think of myself as a truck driver from New Jersey, really. Yeah. That was sort of the start.
Saved
of
truck driver.
I mean, that's probably what makes you so popular and so readily available to your patients. You've never assumed this sort of holier-than-thou, egotistical, you know, I am the dictator of medicine. You've always sort of conversated with your patients and included them in their health and moved with the necessities.
Well, yeah, you bring New Jersey with you. Yeah, right. But we owe a lot of this to our father, I think. Right. Really, though.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, totally. Dr. Marmaduke Gokey, who I have had the pleasure of knowing for many years as well. And he has been so kind and generous with love, stopping in the office.
That's where we get this
at 94, still seeing patients.
Yeah. Yeah. 94, lovely. Still seeing patients.
Still
that
seeing
is
patients.
A very huge passion.
I think he gave us the gift.
Have.
He did. And he, you know, he was part of that era of medicine where those guys really, and girls, although mostly guys, lived the life of medicine. They were just totally devoted to this, at the time, a new way of trying to deliver health, really public health, because that's what he was into. And they were passionate, boy. And, you know, he's passed along that sort of commitment, sincerity,
absolutely,
humility.
Old-fashioned medicine where you listen to your patients and take your time with them.
That's right.
So that's really the root.
It's it's absolutely one of the roots. There's no doubt for us and personally.
Yeah, and we will not practice medicine in 15-minute blocks of seeing our clients.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, when we grew up, you know, talking about passing flatus at the table, all wondering, kitchen table, wondering what the heck flatus was. Mm. You know, and that was one of our favorite sort of little terms he came up with. That was a medical term.
What is it?
Gas.
Gas. Flatus. Flatus.
I've never referred to as flatus. I've referred to as fartus.
All right, this is a fartus. Family radio show, okay, Ken?
So hey, you know what? I was treating one of my 11-year-old patients yesterday. Uh-huh. You know, I'm treating her, and she's so funny. And, yeah, she definitely threw the word fart around. And she called me a fart because I hurt her with one of the needles a little bit. But I said, you're a fart face. And then she's like, well, you're a fart butt. And it's just, you know. Anyway, this is what kids do. That's what we do in our household. And it's such a simple word, but it brings laughter and joy. And speaking of laughter and fun, you obviously, you know, that is one of the best forms of healing, right?
Yes.
So
absolutely.
So this conversation, this openness that you both obviously share with your patients, part of it is humor and being open to the humor that even in the sickest places that we can be as humans,
absolutely,
there's a little bit of, you know, rainbow there.
Well, and I think Mark and I both have done our work of getting to our own cores and who we are and what's important and what we expose ourselves to and the environments that we live in and how we think and what's important to us. And I think we try to get our clients to their core. What is your core? And a lot of that is play.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of that is thoughts and
I mean, sharing an office and being in the same space with Dr. Gokia, that's one thing that patients always, this is the most laughter I ever hear in any doctor's office. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
They always say that. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Well, I think,
you
know, to reflect what Mary's saying, you know, that's a culture that we really try and actively nurture within the office. You know, you've been there 15 years?
Yeah.
How long have we been together?
Yeah, yeah.
And so that, you know, idea that it permeates not only, you know, myself, Mary, but the people at the front desk, it permeates how the place looks.
Right.
You know, and that idea that there is an environment that we're co-creating, because I don't think it's anybody's singular creation, but we're all co-creating.
Right.
And each element in that environment is super important. It's, you know, they're, you know, strong individuals, incredible experiences, education, et cetera.
Yeah.
And each person brings that in. Me no more or less than anybody else.
Co-creation is key. And so I would say the root of the way that you practice coming from Dad, you know, Dr. Marmaduke Gokey, and then opening up these pathways to each way that you both wanted to heal, and now coming together at this time and doing it so much in with nutrition is one of those cores. Mm-hmm. Now, it's becoming obviously more popular, and there's tons of videos and YouTube and news and specialists and this and that and the other thing that you need this as part of medicine. It's still not as key in the universal or med school teachings, but I know that Dr. Gokey, Mary Gokey, you both go and do your own education, additional education to keep up to date with how
we're
you
always
can affect
learning. Always
people
learning.
Through nutritional counseling, counseling through functional medicine. So Dr. Gokey, give me an idea of some of the schooling, additional, you know, avenues that you've gone down to acquire this knowledge and where it's brought you to today.
Well, in that spirit of co-creating, it's really Mary, my sister, who introduced me to an awful lot of this through her work as a nutritionist.
Okay.
You know, so here I am, a conventional doc, get done with my residency, always had an interest in the alternative, you know, for various reasons. But really, Mary, you know, said to me, hey, let's go to a few conferences talking about diet, talking about biochemistry in a way that I'd never really appreciated before. And, you know, so, you know, Andrew Weil, you know, one of the people early on that we got to sort of learn from, the folks at in the Institute for Functional Medicine, you know, provided a forum, almost a new paradigm for us to start to investigate another way of looking at the health, and from a perspective that wasn't part of my education. Mm-hmm. You know, my education and really medicine in general, I like to say, it was really, you know, disease management. Mm. I was waiting for you to get sick.
Right.
And then, I had great, you know, tools at my disposal, and I still do, that will help to address that kind of acute illness that requires that kind of intervention. But I really got no training about health.
Right. And just to be clear, functional medicine is looking at what's the root of the illness. Right. Where is this coming from? Where is hypertension coming from? Right. Where is high cholesterol coming from? Right. And when you look, you can say, well, 80 or 90% of that is food related, is nutrition related.
Right.
So it was a great avenue for me and certainly for you to look a little bit deeper, of just not like trying to prescribe medicines and play catch up. 50% of the population has chronic disease. You know, that's where I came to Mark and I said, let's do something together. Right. This is a runaway train.
Right.
And if we don't do something, and now you look at food and food can be poison.
Right.
You know, we have pesticides and herbicides and Roundup and fungicides.
Yep.
And I'm telling people to eat food. Well, wait a second.
Right.
A lot of this is not good. You know, like, so where do we go from here?
So, you know, what's interesting is, okay, your average person will come and say to you, I'm sure, well, I eat healthy.
Yes.
I already eat healthy.
Right.
Right? What is, let's give a picture of what already eating healthy is to the average person, because I would know what I get as a physician, but what do you guys get?
Well, I mean, you know, Mary probably gets as much more than I do, but I get the, you know, well, I eat really good food.
Right,
You know, and so good food might be really rich good food.
Right.
Well, and down here, you know, you have
restaurants. Or it might be not eating a bag of Doritos a day, or, you know, or not eating McDonald's or whatever.
Yes,
it is, right?
Yes.
Although
some
people think that's good food.
Right, exactly. Well, I had a fillet of fish. Is that true?
Yeah,
so,
yes.
So what is changing, I think, is not just that this information is out there, because the information's been out there.
The
this is not
there.
New,
yes.
Right? You look to the Mediterranean, you look to, you know, the continent of Africa throughout, and the diets in Spain and in the country, you know, in various
countries. The Mediterranean
countries.
Is a lifestyle.
Right.
I mean, I think that's where we get tripped up. You know, there's always a new diet. There's ketogenic diet.
Yeah,
there's the paleo diet.
Right.
I think what we have to back up and say is we have to realize we're feeding our microbiome.
Mm.
We are not feeding the cells of our body, we are feeding bacterium. And they are actually turning out the food and churning it out and then letting the gut absorb it. Now that gut, you must understand, is the thinness of a half of a slice of hair.
Mm-hmm.
So a strand of hair, a half of that is the thickness of your intestines. Your esophagus, your intestines, it is
the lining.
Delicate, that lining.
Yeah, that lining of it.
And we think we can just shove in this food, or we can go keto, or we can go paleo. Well, wait a second. We are feeding the bacterium fat all day long for months?
Mm-hmm.
Protein?
Protein all day long. Yeah, right.
Like, wait a second. The one number one thing we know that across the board our guts like and our bacterium love is fiber.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? I mean, we're the three of us are here. I mean, you have to agree.
Yeah.
Everything says fiber's great.
Yep. It's true.
Bowel movements are better, right?
Yeah.
Fiber,
less cancer,
fiber.
There's all sorts of benefits.
Well, look at keto and look at paleo. There's no fiber.
Mm.
We don't have a bean. We don't have a legume. We don't have a grain.
So it sounds like there's this notion of all these diets, but what we want to do and where the functional medicine doctor, the MD, and that adoption of this title, this new this name functional medicine to function, it's fine-tuning diet and overall for real health, for real health care.
Yes.
But it's
healthcare.
More, right, but it's more than that, right?
Yeah.
Because I think the diet sort of reflects that idea of how you care for yourself.
Okay.
You know, what sort of...
And our microbiome.
Sure, and our microbiome. But I mean, it's an identity that we start to adopt that's going to say that, wait a minute, I want to do this a little... I need to do this differently. Not only for my planet, not only for our environment, but really for myself.
Right.
And I need to start with myself being discriminating. Do I really want to eat those fries? Mm-hmm. Do I really want to eat that cream sauce that the chef makes at the country club? Maybe not. Mm-hmm. You know, do I really need to go to that buffet where there's so many cookies and candies? You know, start to take a get aware. Okay. And I think really, in the end, Ken, this is about developing an awareness. And it's awareness about ourselves as individuals. That's where the medicine is. It really starts so intimately. Mm-hmm. And that's why our practice is like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I spend 2 hours, Mary spends 2 hours with people trying to get to know them a little bit, because it's much more than just what you eat. It's certainly what you eat is important, but it should be a reflection of a whole sort of attitude and awareness about life.
How you breathe and your posture.
That's right.
And
how you move.
So awareness, and that's a nice place to pause and sort of look at that, because I know this can be a runaway train for some people. It's an eye opener, yes, but there can be listeners out there that feel overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I know I have patients that a majority of them, there will be some of them say, oh, I've been looking this for all my life, I'm ready. But a majority of them say, okay, we got to start baby steps. I'm not ready to stop my, you know, my whatever it is, right? McDonald's or my 5 cups of coffee a day or whatever it is that they have become, has become part of their patterns.
That's right.
But what is the drive? What can we give as a drive for this movement of functional medicine entering into the general medicine field, you know, because it's not alternative now, it's integrative.
That's right.
Right, so you have me, which I have, you know, 5,000 years of traditional Chinese medicine in my background and all of the other things, that then you have nutrition, which is no longer that pyramid idea of okay, you know, what we used to see growing up on Saturday mornings and the Saturday morning cartoon commercials with the pyramid and eat so many eggs and milk and cheese and it's different.
That's right.
And then there's Dr. Gokey, who you came from, and nutrition was really, it was like, okay, just don't drink or don't eat a lot of dairy, and that was kind of like it.
Well,
don't eat
that.
Too much steak.
No, it wasn't even
right.
I mean, it was really a sort of very cursory,
prescription kind of.
Too much steak is bad. Too much alcohol is bad.
And sure, in the hospital boost. Because, you know, those are the supposedly
Ensure, quote, boost.
Yeah, nutritional things.
Something that people know. And that's no longer okay.
Right.
Right?
But Ken, you know, what you asked and what I think is at the core of what we talk about is, you know, how do we motivate ourselves?
Okay.
What is it that, you know, is going to get our attention? And I think it's somewhat different for different people. I take care of a lot of people who have gone through serious illness. You know, heart attacks, strokes, cancers, serious functional ailments that don't allow them to move anymore. And you would think that that would provide people with an incredible incentive. Oh my gosh, I just survived prostate cancer. I'm really going to clean it up.
Yeah.
You know, boy,
not
from
so.
Now on, I'm a new person.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't seem to get to them. You know, so what does get to people? Is it the fact that there's, Mary and I were talking about this, you know, what is it, you know, how many species are extinct on the planet?
Yeah, I think every 20 minutes we lose a species.
Mm. You know, and I mean, and over
that,
the...
That's us. We're going to go soon. If we don't, and we're waking up. Believe me, we are waking up. And I believe we, in integrative medicine, number one is starting to integrate ourselves and integrating ourselves.
That's practitioners
and our,
need
yes,
to.
Yes, absolutely.
So we all face our crises. Yeah.
Professors, students, the next generation
husbands,
of education.
Husbands, wives,
mother,
kids,
mothers, fathers.
Right, absolutely. So all of us face our challenges. And I think it's somehow developing an environment where you can share that, you know, that it's not threatening. That there's a kind of trustworthiness, there's an opportunity to honestly share about what's going on. It's not just about your chemistries, your lipid profile, it's about something more.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the most amazing thing is you can change the lining of your gut. Those cells turn over, and in 3 days, you can change the lining of your gut. And believe me, it's not with probiotics. I'm sorry, that $30 billion industry, this is not with probiotics. This is with breathing well, this is with eating well, this is with clean thoughts and good intentions and good community and letting go of social pressures.
Yep. Mm.
And that is so hopeful.
Right.
So we could change the gut lining. If I can get you out of your habits for 3 days,
yeah,
you've got a new gut.
Well, I think that's
huge.
That's a beautiful little exposé about what health is.
Yeah. Because you're addressing emotional content, sure. energy content.
Yes. That's right.
And that's becoming real in conventional medicine and not just sort of
it's kind of an inside out thing. You know, it really has to start inside here and then, you know, sort of progress outward. But there has to be this identity that we start to take back, that we've allowed ourselves. Mary and I have been listening to a guy named Zach Bush. We'll put out a shout out to Zach Bush, who's an amazing MD, doing a lot of great work. But he talks about how we're all leaky, you know, not just leaky guts, but our whole identities are leaky. We're not, you know, we've lost our identities about who we are, what's important to us. You know, those things that define us are really difficult to
treat.
You know, the pressures that you have to get your kids to school on time, to make sure that, you know, I'm seeing enough patients, that I, you know, get my, the million and one things that draw you, that make you leaky.
We have to
get back.
One in five people have autoimmune.
Yes.
Your immune system, Hashimoto's, your immune system is attacking you.
Yes.
Wait, how did that happen?
Right.
Why is this so rampant? One in five people have autoimmune diseases. Your immune system is turning on you. Now, I appreciate acupuncture because I think that's a great way of looking at, you put people back together energetically, and then they leave, and then they have to come back, and you put them back together energetically. It's such a beautiful thing that you do, but they can't hold it.
Right.
It's powerful.
I mean, ideally, that's what I try to not be, that person that just puts them back. I have that lecture and I talk with them. You know, yes, I have seen patients for 15 years, but usually not for the same thing. So what
you're
happens is what you do is you have to educate, and then you also have to pass them around to the right practitioners, which leads me to the next question. Here you are, you're innovators still, because it's a fairly new field. Yes, there's, every state has its sort of movement of functional medicine and all, but it's still new. So you're at the, you know, you're at the new stage of medicine, right?
I think we believe that too.
Right,
We are trying to figure it out.
It's still growing.
Right.
Yes.
I mean,
and it's exciting.
Which poses its challenges.
Absolutely.
And I, of course, know these challenges, because I've had to come through a lot of challenges, you know, working in this field and with just patients that come in, and you're not Chinese, you know? I mean, that's the first thing that I used to get. The second thing is,
I don't know how good you are. Oh my gosh.
Right. And then second thing is, you know, there's all these challenges, whatever. But here you are both. And Dr. Gokey, you've been practicing for so long. And here you are changing even more and improving more.
Yes.
But it's still a challenge, because the biggest challenge is going to be your patients. But the next challenge is going to be other colleagues. Right. In the field,
I'm going to just reframe you. The biggest challenge is myself.
Okay.
Is dealing in my own stuff. It really comes down to trying to take care of myself.
Right.
You know, how am I eating? How am I exercising? What are my relationships?
I think
like?
just to say that is truly one of the most refreshing things I've ever heard anyone say, much less a practitioner, an MD.
Right. And it really does start with each one of us. Yeah. And then I think, you know, Thich Nhat Hanh, right? Great Buddhist monk who sat at the peace tables during the Vietnam War, and really talks about how we as individuals really affect the whole thing.
Yeah.
That we are the ones where it starts, right? The ripple effect really starts with us as the pebble in the pond. And if you're not there, if you're not starting to pay attention to yourself, you won't have the effect of your, you know, your family, your loved ones, your patients, your colleagues, right? Because you gotta, in some ways, you have to show up.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta be the one, and I do that. I was in the emergency room this morning, showing up for a patient who was acutely ill. And so I can do that in such a way that still brings that care and concern, that talks about, you know, what core issues are going on with you, you know, why is it so difficult to change, and get down to that level of it. Even though he had a mechanical problem with his bowel that needed to be, probably may need operation, but nonetheless, it's really about those other core issues that are still absolutely important and underlie the mechanical obstruction he has.
Right. Food choices, stress.
Right. Absolutely.
And so I can talk to the surgeon. I can talk to, you know, and call him up this morning and tell him that, look, these are the things that are going on, but this is also this man that I'm taking care of. And I know him well enough to provide a little familiarity, and that familiarity seeps into my colleague's way of looking at him, and all of a sudden he's not just the small bowel obstruction in 329.
Yeah.
he's this man with other issues that are involved in his life and in his condition that he presents with.
So that now creates a patient-centered approach. Right. It creates a camaraderie rather than you're telling someone what to do or they're telling you what to do and you're telling another person. But it's everyone working together for the betterment of the patient, but also the institution of medicine.
And generating that familiarity, right? The breaking down the barriers in some ways, right? Creating barriers that have that permeability that allows certain things in and other things not to come in.
Yeah.
Right? That barrier that keeps me, the doctor, separate from the patient is such an artificial convention that keeps us sick. Mm-hmm. That keeps the medicine the same all the time. It doesn't allow it to change or evolve. Right. And that's really what we're about.
Yeah.
We're about evolving.
Yes,
this.
Absolutely. And then we're waking up. I think, you know, people look to our doctors or nutritionists to be fixed. And that's not what we're the role we're trying to play anymore. We're trying to get you responsible for your own health.
Yes.
Empowerment.
And we are waking up. Believe me, we're eating so much better.
Good.
And it's exciting. I mean, it's fun. It's fun to see people get it and wake up, even in little bits. And it takes time.
Yeah.
Right? It takes a long time to change. You mentioned that.
I like to be in such a good-looking office.
Well, you're the best-looking guy in our office.
You see, we just know how to keep each other feeling good.
We were on TV.
That's right.
All right. Well, I hope all of our listeners keep laughing and keep searching, keep asking questions. And if they want to ask you both more questions, how they get in touch?
Well, call the office is always one way of doing it. Looking online, Mary's got an online presence. I'm, you know, old, so that I'm just developing an online presence.
What's your online presence, Miss Mary Goki?
It's thehumanframe.com.
Oh, and I love that.
Yes.
Thehumanframe.com.
Yes, all of us. The whole body.
Yeah. And know to reach Dr. Goki, Mark Goki. That's 561-354-1002.
Right.
This has been another Maximum Health Quality Living with yours truly, Dr. Ken Gray. See you next time.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn. Teach me tonight. Starting with the ABC of it. Getting right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard high above you, and if a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to rise.